that he's going to be able to put AI data centers in space, totally untested technology, but also that he'll be able to ramp up something called Starlink Mobile, so that he'll be able to provide direct-to-device and direct-to-laptop internet and connectivity for, you know, perhaps the entire planet, at which point he's able to kind of keep the legacy media, as he calls it, keep independent media sources like Democracy Now! Out of the conversation and produce a kind of hermetically closed loop in which people are forced to then ingest the ridiculous things that he says on stage, like the kind that we just saw.
Quinn Slobodian, professor of international history at Boston University, co-author of Muskism, A Guide for the Perplexed. That does it for today's show. I'll be appearing at several theatrical openings of the new documentary about Democracy Now! Steal the Story, Please! Tonight in Seattle, tomorrow at two screenings in Portland, Oregon, then back to the IFC Center in New York. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on Friday, April 24th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with traffic as we head into the afternoon and evening commute. On Bath Road, between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West, from Country Club Drive to Front Road, Utilities Kingston Work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduce speeds, and share the lane signage. At the intersection of Montreal and John Counter Boulevard, construction is ongoing, with delays expected through April and May. Cranbrook Street will close again later this afternoon from 3:20 to 3:50 for school pickup as part of the School Streets program. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. And long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen between Johnson and William and Barrie at Queen. Now a look at the weather for the rest of the day. Clear conditions continue this afternoon with temperatures reaching a high of 12 degrees. We have a UV index of 6. Clear skies continue tonight with a low of plus 2. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday will be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 12. Sunday brings a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 15, slightly warmer to close out the weekend. This has been your last afternoon news brief for the week. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next, and have a great weekend.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Hello and welcome to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 724. I'm Phil Gray. And if you caught last week's episode, I may have neglected to point out that it was in tribute to International Lue Lue Day on the 11th of April. An episode packed with covers of Lue Lue and Lue Lue adjacent tracks. I didn't have time for this one. This is The Shy Ones.
Yeah.
band out of Ashland, Ohio in 1967. Students from Ashland High School covering a track by a band called Sheep. Also, in a way, covering the Strangelove's Hang On Sloopy. They're all Lue Lue adjacent. It's a track called 12 Months Later.
I'm Tony in Washington, Indiana, USA. I listen to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show because it's groovy, man.
One now from the Knightsmen out of West Sacramento, California, on Icon Records, which also label out of Sacramento. This is the A-side of what I believe is their only release. This is Daddy Was a Rolling Stone. Podcast is a labor of love, and if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work and shout me a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey. Cheers. Appreciate it. Let's get back into the show.
Sit with through. Baby, don't think twice about making me feel blue. You think I'll be sad, but in a few days I'll be glad it's been nice. Oh yeah, one more now. It's been nice, but since you said goodbye I've been as cold as ice. But I soon start to fly. Think that I'm demoralized, but in fact I'm overnight. It's been nice. Oh yeah, it's been nice now. It's been good. Yeah. Here we go.
the teacher said goodbye. I've been as cold as ice now, but I'll soon start to fly. You think that I'm demoralized, but in fact I'm open-eyed. It's been nice. It's been nice. It's been good. Oh, loving you has been fine. Oh, you were mine. But my time is through. I know loving you.
Two tracks, The Nightsman out of Sacramento, Daddy Was a Rolling Stone. Followed that up with a track from a guy called Roger Young. Out of London, track called It's Been Nice. B-side of a very rare 1966 Columbia 45. That particular record's super rare, but it also appeared on the comp Chocolate Soup for Diabetics Volume 4. Roger Young, It's Been Nice.
Hi everyone, this is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
The Sparkles were out of Leveland, Texas. They released around 7:45. Here's one of the tracks from their final 1960s release on the Hickory label out of Nashville, The Sparkles. This is I Want to Be Free.
A failure or success, I just don't care somehow. I wanna be free. I wanna be free. I wanna be free. Yeah. I wanna reach out and grab a handful of wind, or like a limb under pressure being the bend. I wanna be free from life's rusty chains. I'm like a wild animal that don't wanna be tamed. I wanna be free. I'm lost in this world and there's nothing left. I'm all muddy and like a worn out shoe. Life's got me down, there's nothing I can do. I wanna be free. I wanna be free. I wanna be free.
Yeah. watching. This emptiness inside, my darling. Makes me feel, baby, half alive. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, in the midnight hour, in the mist, when I'm feeling.
God doesn't like what's happening. I don't like what's happening. Everyone says I enjoy. I don't enjoy this.
Retrospect.
Beautiful, beautiful record.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. The Sparkles topping the set with I Want to Be Free, followed by the Spiffies, rock band formed by students of the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland in 1958. An ever-rotating cast of characters involved in that, loads of cover versions, shows at local colleges, and two LPs recorded from their 1967 LP, The Spiffies, Baby, I Need Your Loving. Then The Music Machine, out of LA, formed 1966, fronted by Sean Bonnewell, one of the groundbreaking garage bands. We had an early version of their track Affirmative No, and followed that up with the Tomcats, originally named The Second Thoughts. After a trip to Spain, they became July. We had a track off a 1966 release. It's a 7-inch 45 RPM EP, a promo EP released in Spain on a label called Disco Sorpresa Fundador. The four tracks on this EP, Running at Shadows, Yesterday, Get Off My Cloud, and the track we had, The Stone, Satisfaction, from the Tomcats.
You are about to hear the youngest, the wildest, the freakiest sound around today.
Retrospect. Well, it's a while since we've had a psych episode of Retrospect. I'm going to address that in the next couple of weeks. For this next set, a little bit of what I would deem proto-psychedelia. Starting off with a band, you can see them up on our Retrospect socials. They're called Balloon Farm from New Jersey. Two of the members, Don Henney and Ed Schnugg, had first played together in a band called Adam. They released a track called Eve in 1966 on a label called Mala. Here's their very first release from October 1967. This is A Question of Temperature.
Question of love.
Think of John Brain from Canada. I get my fix of 60s garage punk and psychedelia every week right here on Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Sykes set, starting off with a Balloon Farm, It's a Question of Temperature. Followed that with another band you can see on our socials. They're called Frisco Mint. From Ohio, together 1966 through to 1971. They actually began as the Diamond Rings, recorded a 45 at Akron Recording. Changed the name to Frisco Mint around the time that 45 was released. And most of those records actually had a sticker on them, covering the Diamond Rings with their new name, Frisco Mint. So on the label called Eastwood, released 8th of December 1968, we hit the A-side, Which End Is Up? And I followed that with a band called The Hope. Super obscure. In fact, I can only find an entry on YouTube for this one. Released by Doppler Enterprises Incorporated, B-side of a 1968 45 from The Hope, called News Report 1972.
You know, we have a life and grass is a life.
Retrospect. Time for some Global Garage. We are going to start this week in El Salvador with the band Los Juniors. This is Eleanor Esther Ali. It's The Zombies. She's Not There.
'60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Can you see me? How do you do? I do remember.
You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show. Selection starting off in El Salvador with Los Juniors covering The Zombies, She's Not There. Then a band called Krafttones Combo from Uddevalla in Sweden. I believe they had two records, both in 1964. We had the A-side of their second, released on Spader Records, the track Hello Josephine. And wrapping that set from Germany, Improved Sound Limited. The band formed 1961 in Nürnberg. The track we had from a 1967 45 A-side called It Is You from Improved Sound Limited.
Retrospect.
We head to Greece now for a band called The Persons. They recorded for a label called Popular. This is a 1966 release from this band out of Athens who released three singles. This is their first release from 1966. A-side of the 45, this is Drive My Mustang.
It's an absolute disgrace.
Retrospect.
Io voglio stare solo. Io voglio stare senza te. Il ricordo tu è sempre in me. Non ti posso dimenticare. Ogni notte ti vedo nei miei sogni, ogni volta penso e non capisco come abbia potuto amare una ragazza come te. Ora sono una ragazza che mi vuole veramente bene e con questo so di poterti dimenticare. Il tuo ricordo presto non sarà più.
Mamas and daddies today that know how to turn their children loose to go to the dance, and young people that know how to dance today but don't know how to do that which is right.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Thank you.
Selections bring us to the end of this week's retrospect. We had The Persons out of Greece with Drive My Mustang, then from Italy a band called Late Anime, active 63 to 69. They're from Milan. From Late Anime we had the track It Tuo Ricordo, and then Matadors out of Czechoslovakia, 1966 release on Superfon Records. They formed in 1965, broke up 1968, reformed with some new members, gigged in Munich, and got work as a backing band for the German version of the musical Hair. Sometimes known as the Broadway Matadors, they then evolved into a band called Emergency in 1970. The Matadors, with what I believe is Malej Jovan Komam. And that wraps episode 724. Time for a quick reminder, loads and loads of back episodes on all good podcasting platforms, some back episodes with video up on my own YouTube channel, just search Retrospect 60s Garage Punk, wherever you get your videos or your podcasts, give me a like, a follow, subscribe, all that good stuff. Wrapping this week with a band called The Accidentals, this is a track called Tempo, and I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
You don't need no oil when you fry bacon, cause what? Bacon has its own oil! I want you to look over and somebody send me like bacon, baby!
Oh yeah, she's talking about making bacon. With me, DJ Over Easy, Saturday mornings from 8 till 10.
You produce your own oil and allow others to taste and see that CFRC is good.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Hi, I'm Steve Swelzy Wells, and I'm extraordinarily excited to invite you to Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's Poet Laureate Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed, and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite, or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible Gan Rocks 2026 t-shirts and participating